So how did you end up going over there in the first place?
Yeah, so, you know, I had been with this small German company for several years. I should say the U.S. subsidiary of a small German company for several years. And we had some operations in Asia, and we're looking to, you know, get some additional growth and have a little more of a Western presence in what was going on. And so the opportunity came up to move out to Taiwan, and I was in a small town by the name of Hsinchu, and a very high technology park.
What were the most obvious sort of differences then? I mean, I suppose especially working in a high-tech sort of environment.
I guess one of the biggest differences, especially in a high-tech environment, was the christening, so to speak, of a new plant, or the opening of a new plant, would include a Buddhist ceremony of burning incense and so on right at the entrance to the plant, which was very strange the first time seeing that, especially considering some of the clean air requirements inside the facility and burning incense. But apparently it worked well for them. But also a very much more attention and focus towards detail and less towards, let's say, the big picture or the 30,000-foot level. Very much more focused towards detail, though.
Okay. And so did you find any sort of common theme or sort of series of problems that would come up when you saw foreign firms working with Chinese firms?
Yeah, and as I mentioned in the email, I think the biggest one is just a conflict of interest. And I think that this has changed over the years. I think that the first, you know, the early arrivers in China, as far as foreign firms go, were really looking to take advantage of their Chinese partner and looking at it in a very much a short-term point of view, you know, get what they can, and then, you know, whether it be a joint venture and just run the joint venture long enough to start gaining some traction and then, you know, dissolve it and go direct and kill the JV. And the Chinese, I think, grew very sensitive and very wary of this. And so a lot of the problems came up with the Chinese having a long-term picture and a long-term view in protecting themselves versus some of the short-term views that I think a lot of the foreign firms came in with. And certainly the rule of law is also an issue and specifically how that relates to contracts. In most Western business cultures, a contract is black and white. It outlays exactly how a plan is supposed to proceed. And in China, it's really simply an agreement to do business together. And it's flexible, and it's flexible in both directions. And so I think one of the challenges that a lot of foreign firms have is understanding that, you know, they'll get frustrated when their Chinese partner tries to change something in a contract due to, you know, whatever the environmental condition is that's creating an impact. But they don't realize that their Chinese partner will also accept the foreign firm trying to make a change to the contract as well if, you know, there's some sort of environmental factor that's, you know, impacting the situation. And so it really does go both ways. And so it's not just a pure frustration. It can be used as an asset as well.